One final time with our Coaches Insight programs here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you as we're on to ACCHS. And we're joined now again one final time by girls basketball coach. That is Austin Eckert, presented by L&L Construction. We got Substate next week, coach, but a lot to dissect. You close out the regular season Tuesday night with a win against Jefferson County North. But as a whole, 19-1, perfect in league play, undefeated. You check off the box for the league championship, ending that three-year stretch for Jackson Heights. You earn the number one seed in Substate. There's so much still to be played here in the next couple of weeks, but again, a historic season for your group, and just kind of a general thought on how the season has played out so far.
Yeah, you said the word right there, historic. This team has earned the right to be called league champions. We tied the 2012 team for the best regular season record with 19-1. And that 2012 team was the only other league championship team we've had in 50-plus years of girls basketball at our school. So a lot to be proud of. You know, winning the midseason tournament was huge for us, beating some really good teams along the way. And then our only goal for this season was to win the league. We haven't done that with this group. We haven't done it in over a decade. So we were that was really the one goal that we were trying to accomplish, and these girls went out and did it.
You knew going in the roster that you had, the senior leadership, all the talent that you had returning, you knew there was a chance that success could be had. But, you know, maybe not to this extent and still a lot to play for as you're trying to earn your way now to a state tournament out in Hutchinson here in a week and change. But what was the biggest standout this year? Who really played above and beyond? You know, who stepped up when maybe you didn't think someone was going to step up? Just in that sense, give us kind of a general thought there.
As a coach, you're always thinking that you have a chance. You're always thinking that you can win the league. And I've always thought that with this group. We're talented. We're tough. We're a deep team. We have quite a few girls that can step up and make plays. But just the balance that this team has. We have two girls averaging 13 or more points with Natalie and Aaliyah. Kinsey's averaging 12 points, and then Addison's averaging 10 points. So we have four girls in double-digit scoring. But we've had multiple times this year where other girls have scored double digits that aren't those four. Madison Martin's had a couple of double-digit games. Jenna Pitts is shooting the ball incredibly well from outside. I think she's shooting 45 or 46% from three. And then Jordan Kaplinger last night did a great job on JCN's guards, and then she poured in 12 points. So it just goes to show that, you know, we have those four girls that are going to score for us any given night, but we have three or four more girls that can step up and make plays. But, you know, all offseason we talked about we have to be tougher, we have to be better on the defensive end. That's what has to change from last year to this year, and the kids really bought into that. And last night it was a pretty tight game against JCN, and then our defense kicked in, and then that just poured right into our transition offense, and we got to playing a lot freer. And our assist numbers are way up this year, and our turnovers are down. I would say just the difference from last year to this year is defensively we are better. And offensively, we share the ball a lot better.
How do you prepare for Substate now? You get to a few days this week to kind of close things out and get a little bit extra practice time. I know throughout portions of the year, the practice schedule has been kind of sporadic and up and down. So at least you have this little bit of time. I guess, one, what do you kind of work on here with these practices with your first-round Substate game on Monday night at home against Marysville? But again, how do you kind of prep there and ultimately the matchup that Marysville, and what do they bring specifically?
Well, Marysville is a good team. Early in the season, they had some struggles because it's a new coach, new system, and they play in a tough league, and they play against some really good non-conference teams out of the Big Seven. So they kind of got off to a rough start, and then they got into a stretch where they beat teams like Jackson Heights. They almost beat Hiawatha. They almost beat Nemaha Central. So this team is good. They would be one of the better teams in our league. They shoot the ball well from outside. They have a few girls inside that can score. And they play a really good man-style defense. That's something that we haven't seen in probably a month, is what it feels like anyway. We haven't played against a whole lot of man, so that's something we got to get back into the flow of what we do in our man offense. And I think we're good in our man stuff, which is why a lot of teams play us zone. So over the next couple of days, we're going to definitely focus on our man offense. And then defensively, we just got to focus on being better. Playing really good first shot defense and limiting them to only one shot. Because when Marysville's good, they get second and third chances. I expect this to be a really good game. And I expect every game in our Substate to be a good game. Whether it's the two seed versus seven, 3-6, 4-5. All of those games are going to be close.
Certainly want to be playing your best basketball for sure, and you're about as right on it as anyone could possibly be. Historic season, but still a lot to play for here. ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert, 19-1, number one seed at the Marysville Substate. They will host Marysville Monday night, and then the semifinal games and championship will be Thursday and Saturday, respectively, with those games out in Marysville. Coach, congrats again. Historic season, continued success. Thanks so much for giving us some time this year. Good luck again on Monday and the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you down the road. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for all your coverage, Brandon.